BC Finance Minister Brenda Bailey handed down a deficit and debt-laden budget Tuesday that was overshadowed and heavily shaped by U.S. President Donald Trump. Bailey's budget factors in a worst-case scenario of recession-inducing tariffs on Canadian exports to the U.S., as well as Canadian counter-tariffs, which went into effect today at 10% for energy and 25% for everything else. The finance ministry projects a trade war with the U.S. could result in 45,000 job losses between now and 2029, unemployment rates of 6.4% in 2025, rising to 6.7% in 2026, a $43 billion impact on provincial GDP, and $3.2 billion to $5 billion in lower corporate profits. Apart from the carbon tax, which goes up April 1, adding $488 million to government coffers, there are no major tax cuts or hikes in the budget. Despite calls to rein in spending, the BC government is adding $10 billion in new operating spending over its three-year fiscal plan, including $7.7 billion in new spending on healthcare, and an additional $4 billion in capital spending. The budget calls for $95 billion in spending in 2025-26, but anticipates revenue of only $84 billion, leaving a $10.9 billion shortfall in 2025-26. That's an increase of nearly $2 billion from the current deficit of $9.1 billion, which contributes to provincial debt increasing from the current $133 billion to $157 billion for 2024-25. And $208 billion in 2027-28. By contrast, BC's next-door neighbor, Alberta, last week brought down a budget with a $5.8 billion surplus for 2024-25, but with a caveat that that surplus could quickly turn into a $5.2 billion deficit in budget 2025-26, thanks to tariffs, which could result in $4 billion in lost royalties from Alberta's oil patch. Budget 2025 has $4 billion in contingencies for each year of a three-year fiscal plan. The budget includes $300 million in expenditure management for 2025 money the government hopes to save through finding efficiencies within government. It's an efficiency review, Bailey said in a scrum with reporters prior to the budget. That's the work that's ahead of us, and we'll have more to say on it. As a result of continued deficit spending and debt, BC's debt-to-GDP ratio will rise from the current 22.9% to 26.7% in 2025-26, and up to 34.4% in the 2027-28 period. While our debt-to-GDP ratio is increasing slightly, it still is half of that for Ontario, for example, Bailey said. The government is forecasting real GDP growth of less than 2% annually over the next 3 years, 1.8% in 2025-26, rising to 1.9% annually over the next two successive periods. The budget contains little in the way of tax relief. The provincial carbon tax will increase April 1 from $95 per ton to $125 per ton, which will increase the price of gasoline, diesel, and natural gas for home heating. The carbon tax hike will increase government revenues by $488 million, from $2.6 billion in 2024-25, to $3 billion in 2025-26. In a pre-budget speech briefing with reporters, Bailey confirmed that, if the federal carbon tax is scrapped, we will do the same. Capital spending. Budget 2024-25 increases capital spending from $16 billion in 2024-25 to $20 billion in 2025-26. This includes $15.5 billion in capital investments in healthcare for hospitals, long-term care and cancer care, and $15.9 billion for roads, bridges and transit. In total, there is $45.9 billion in capital spending over the three-year spending plan. Capital spending on roads, bridges and transit includes $6 billion for the Surrey-Langley SkyTrain extension, $4.2 billion for the George Massey Tunnel Replacement Project, $3 billion for the Broadway Subway Project, $5 billion for the Fraser Valley Highway, Highway 1, improvement project. nbennett@biv.com, twitter.com/nbennett_biv.